Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, and the truth is, I think what Jam Master J and Run DMC, whatever they had, scene they had in the movie, played out into Jam Master J's real life. Now, if y'all want to know what I'm talking about, go see if y'all can find that motherfucking movie. I don't know, was it Crest Groove? Or was it some other movie, a music video, or some shit? Well, anyway, do y'all remember the scene where Jam Master J, Run DMC were all out on the street and some corporate motherfucker walked up to them? And Rev Run was saying, hey, we trying to find out what happened to our man. I want to find out what happened to my man. They trying to find out what happened to their friend and shit, Run DMC. You know, and the corporate motherfucker, I don't know, was he an attorney, a lawyer, said, we don't know. You know, I guess their friend ended up dead or some shit or in prison. It was a drug deal that went bad. You know, he was talking about, you know, and this motherfucker said, you people and Jam Master J fired on his ass. You know, he said, this is some bullshit. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this shit is crazy. This is real, real crazy now. I don't know what happened in the movie. I know that's just entertainment, just the movie, whatever, to their friend. But ain't it a coincidence that Jam Master J, that led to his death? It was a drug deal gone bad. You know, Jam Master J know who shot him and killed him. He knew who they was. But I did my research, and it's been on documents, motherfucking shows on TV. They was talking about it. What led to Jam Master J's death? It was a drug deal gone bad. Ain't that shit crazy, y'all? Now, whatever happened to their friend in a movie, I know what I said at the time, just the movie, whatever, that happened to Jam Master J in real fucking life. That shit is crazy, y'all. That's some crazy, insane shit. I gotta be the wisest motherfucker ever, because not one person on social media, I mean, nowhere, not nobody brought this shit up at all. Nobody. But that shit is crazy than a motherfucker. What a coincidence, y'all. Whatever happened to Run DMC friend in the damn movie when the drug deal going bad, that happened to Jam Master J in real life. Man, that shit crazy. Well, RIP to Jam Master J, y'all. Yeah, now let me go down my list here. Man, T.I.'s Sung King got the nerve to try to talk about some motherfucking body. Now, he was talking about Drewski. You know, Drewski had said some shit, you know, then T.I.'s son standing there, said he was standing there in front of him. He wasn't saying nothing, you know, fat motherfucker. Drewski, you know, fuck Drewski, you know, I talked about Drewski too. But you know what? This is some crazy shit, y'all. T.I.'s Sung King ain't got no room to talk shit about no fucking body. Because this motherfucker want to be from the hood so fucking bad. And you know what? How the hell, nigga, you gonna sound like T.I. but look like Teeny wearing some motherfucking lipstick trying to talk about some damn body? Ain't that some shit? That's some real fucking shit. How the fuck T.I.'s son gonna talk shit about any motherfucking body? With his high yellow ass, with his big ass mouth and them fucking dreads. Ain't that some shit? The nigga look like a lemon drop here with a fucking dreaded wig on. That's some real fucking shit. Nigga, how the fuck you gonna look like your mama wearing lipstick but have your daddy voice, which is T.I.? That shit crazy. That's some real shit. How the fuck you gonna talk about any motherfucking body? See, ain't nobody roast this motherfucker yet. Shit, did he? So this nigga is going around talking this shit. Okay, whatever, you know. Real shit, real. This some real shit. Nigga ain't got no room to talk about no fucking body. Let me move on down my list now. Diddy, y'all. Diddy is some major motherfucking trouble. He's a fucking hot mess right now. That nigga may be a billionaire right now, but by the time they get through with this motherfucker, shit, this nigga gonna be just like Kanye. He done went from billionaire to back to millionaire. He won't be worth no billions. When these motherfuckers get through cleaning his ass out, they're taking this nigga to the cleaners. Shit, now we got other motherfuckers that came forth with the sexual assault accusations. You got Justin Combs, Young Miami, Stevie J, Cuba Gooding Jr. Damn, they trying to take Diddy to the cleaners. They about to clean that motherfucker out. Shit is crazy, man. Well, he a victim of a cancel culture. Now we got, Tatiana Rubin. She got shot in the face by Diddy in 1999. Now she came for it. She probably looking for a motherfucking bag too. Damn, everybody looking for a bag. Shit is crazy than a motherfucker. But you got people who always want to be so fucking famous, so bad. Fuck fame. Shit, as long as I'm paid, that's all that matters. I'm an indie artist, and yes, motherfucker, I'm paid. You know, I do my own shows, do my own shit, you know. You never catch me on nobody else's show promoting shit, you know. I got all the motherfucking sauce, and I'm the boss. I got all the connections. Very motherfucking thing, shit. I'm making money on Facebook for my music, shit. You know, I got a marketing team. I'm making money for my music getting streamed on Tidal, you know. I have to leave Spotify alone. I'm going to leave the motherfuckers where they at. Shit. But anyway, Diddy is a hot fucking mess right now, y'all. They try to clean that motherfucker out. Shit. Nigga a billionaire. He ain't gonna be a billionaire for long. Shit. Nigga gonna be looking just like Kanye. I wonder how much he gonna be worth. 4,000? I mean, a few billion or some shit. Man, this shit is crazy. Everybody looking for a payday, you know? But, back to Spotify, y'all. I had to leave them motherfuckers alone. Leave that shit like Dr. Dre left Death Row. You know, Spotify is good, but these motherfuckers is kind of shady. They done did some shit to where they updated their terms, and their music got to be some type of percent. If it's over, that it's considered fraud. You know, them motherfuckers had moved my music, you know, so, and the email, I think their terms and conditions fucked with my motherfucking campaign. Because they said it's got to be some percentage, some certain percent, but they said anything over 100% is fraud. I'm like, what the fuck? They removed my motherfucking music. You know, after that, I'm like, you know what? Fuck Spotify. I ain't rocking with them no more. My next album, that motherfucker will be on every platform, but it will not be on Spotify. It will be on Tidal, though. It'll be on every platform except Spotify. Because these motherfuckers like removing your music. You know, even though they ain't got shit to do with all the other platforms, these motherfuckers will always make a request to have all your shit, remove it. You know, they would tell your distributor to remove all your music from, remove your music from all platforms. Ooh, that shit just get on my motherfucking nerve. Even though they ain't got shit to do with anybody else. They the only motherfuckers who always complain about some shit, about some fucking fraud. You rock with anybody else, you don't hear shit. It's always Spotify. See, that's why I'm fucking rocking with Tidal and not with them motherfuckers. You know, they complain too fucking much to be paying artists the less money. When Tidal, they pay artists the most money and you don't hear shit from them. That's some real shit. You know, the music I got on there, I'm gonna leave that shit on there right now, you know, and that's it. But, my next album, that motherfucker will be on Tidal. It won't be on Spotify, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm paid, you know. I made a rap from Tidal, you know. So if y'all motherfuckers out there, if you're an artist and you want these legit links, holla at me in the DM on Instagram, Mr. Cali. That's MISTACALII. That's MISTACALII. All right, and I'll shoot you that link, the marketing link I'm rocking with. And if you email these motherfuckers, they will reply back to you. Like, now on Tidal, you can't see your streams, right? I hit them up. I said, I had made an order. You know, I paid them to promote my music, right? They sent me an order number. I sent that shit back to them and say, hey, here's my order number. I want to know if these streams went through. They told me they were processing, and they told me 60 to 75 days, you know. They'll let you know if the shit's streaming, and they'll give you how long does it take for this shit to fully process, you know. And check this shit out, y'all. You know what? You might can't see them streams, but all that matter is you get paid. And motherfucker, I'm paid. And I'm getting paid right now, nigga. There's more money coming in from my shit getting streamed. For proof is in the pudding. You might not can't see them streams, but motherfucker, you best believe when that money come through, you will see that shit. And I'm rocking with a legit site, and I'm making money from my motherfucking music getting streaming. You know? So y'all motherfuckers, y'all want to know what's up, just rock with me, all right? Hey, just hit me in the DM on Instagram. I'm Mr. Cali. That's MISTACALII. You know? I got a legit source I'm rocking with. All right? But anyway, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, and the truth is, Spotify complains too fucking much to be paying artists less money. You know, Tidal pays artists the most money, you know. So everybody, until next time, I'm out. Let me see. Ah, shit. I'm just tripping over my own words and shit. Well, anyway, I'm out of here, y'all. I got to go fucking work on this show. Well, anyways, your host with the mostest, Mr. Cali, and I'm out until next time, folks. Peace.